In the hatchery at Warm Springs Dam, there are a lot of coho salmon, but in one corner, two mid-sized circular tanks hold about 100 very special fish.
These fish are definitely getting the VIP treatment here at the hatchery. Really high priority, obviously very important to the recovery of coho in Redwood Creek.
Ben White is a fisheries biologist with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He's looking after these, the remaining coho rescued after a harsh summer from Redwood Creek and Muir Woods. In August, White and his colleagues went looking for coho.
Well, this is what we found this year. We were out there this summer looking for young of the year coho salmon, and we found this group of 100 fish that we believe are actually 1-plus years old.
Coho salmon live in 3-year life cycles. So not only do they not find any babies from this year, the fish they did find actually should have been in the ocean.
What we believe is that these fish are holdovers, fish that were never able to migrate out to the ocean because the mouth of Redwood Creek never opened up. So they essentially got trapped in Redwood Creek. So that's when we came in, rescued them, and brought them into the hatchery.
As dramatic as it sounds, the extinction of 1-year class and the rescue of the remaining fish is not unheard of or even that unexpected for fisheries biologists. Manfred Kittle is the area's coho salmon recovery coordinator for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. The Redwood Creek population, he says, has been extremely small for years.
Over the last decade in Redwood Creek, we haven't seen more than anywhere between 2 and maybe 25 adults. In any spawning group, when you have fewer than maybe 10 fish coming back, the chances that all of them could disappear or be eaten by predators or something happened to them becomes so great that this kind of hatchery intervention that we're doing now really is the last opportunity to save them.
The drought is definitely to blame in part, says Kittle. But it comes on the heels of a long-term decline. With only a handful returning each year, it's easy for the population to be snuffed out. But this sort of hands-on care isn't ideal, says Doug Karpa.
Essentially, it's kind of a Band-Aid that doesn't treat the underlying causes and the underlying issues that have caused the decline of the salmon.
Karpa is with the Turtle Island Restoration Network, an environmental group that works for habitat restoration and fish protection policies for coho. Agencies such as the National Park Service are also working on habitat restoration projects in the hopes of making streams more welcoming for future fish. In the meantime, these coho salmon will be carefully watched and raised. White is already working on getting more krill for them, which is what they'd be eating in the ocean. And a year from now, all going well,
they will be released as adults back into Redwood Creek. In theory, they should mature as a 3-year-old fish, which would be next winter, the winter of 2015-2016, and they would be released most likely around the same time of the year, December.
When that happens, White and members of his team will put on fish-carrying backpacks, hike into prime coho habitat, and release them into the water.
That's where our job ends and Mother Nature takes over, and it's a good feeling.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton at Warm Springs Dam.